President Xi Jinping, accompanied by his wife Peng Liyuan, received a grand and warm welcome on Tuesday in London. The welcoming activities reflected the great importance the UK attaches to its relations with China. While addressing the British Parliament in the afternoon, President Xi echoed the same sentiment.
Although my visit has just started, I am already deeply impressed by the vitality of the China-UK relations and the profound relationship between our two peoples.
Xi's audience included British Prime Minister David Cameron and politicians from all parties in the UK. During his speech, Xi praised the UK for its long and active engagement with China.
Since the founding of the new China in 1949, our two countries have led the way in a number of areas in terms of bilateral relations. The UK is the first Western power to recognize the new China, and the first EU member to establish a comprehensive strategic partnership with China. The UK is the leading offshore renminbi trading center after Hong Kong. The UK hosts more Chinese students and Confucius Institutes than any other EU member country.
Looking forward, she expressed a great enthusiasm for an even brighter future for China-UK relations.
Shakespeare wrote, "What has passed is prologue. We are in an age of pursuing peace and development. It is also an age when countries have to meet challenges and work together. As a Chinese saying goes, a mountain can never be too high, nor an ocean too deep. This great new age enables both of us to join hands and move forward from the new departure point of our comprehensive strategic partnership."
The Chinese president also called on British lawmakers to lead the way in further strengthening Sino-British cooperation.
I hope you will, as we Chinese often say, stand higher to see further. I hope that you will continue to promote the UK's relation with China, strengthen our friendship and support our cooperation. And I hope that you will build a bridge of understanding and cooperation so to help us to create a brighter and more promising future for our bilateral ties.
On Wednesday, President Xi will hold talks with British Prime Minister David Cameron. A number of deals are expected to be signed between governments, financial institutions, and enterprises in various fields. The state visit will conclude on Friday. For CRI, I'm Qian Shanming.